with what it says in the papers. Here's Ronan Kelly.
The front page of the Irish Examiner carries a story about prison officers and attacks in an Irish prison. According to the paper, the Gardaí are investigating allegations that some prison officers have spoken about their colleagues to prisoners in a way that may have led to those colleagues being attacked. The Garda file is now with the DPP. The Irish Times features a court report on the conviction of that former Garda superintendent for possession of drugs. In court, the Garda's barrister said there were character references to say that he is an honest man. Several papers carry the report that international rugby players are more likely to suffer from dementia. The Irish Daily Mirror quotes a study of Scottish rugby players which suggests that they're also more likely to get motor neurone disease and Parkinson's. The annual report of the Rape Crisis Centre is covered on the front page of the Irish Times. The centre reports that the lifting of COVID restrictions has led to a rise in the number of rape cases. According to the paper, their annual report also says that the pandemic gave rise to people having more time to recall past traumas. Their largest proportion of first-time contacts has come from people aged 50 to 59. It's 30 years since the attempted reclaiming of Rockall in the North Atlantic. The Irish News pictures one of the Belfast brothers who planned to land on the uninhabited rock and plant a tricolour to claim it for Ireland. He says it was a stunt so they'd get arrested and the Irish government would be forced to challenge Britain's claim to the rock. The paper says that the rock is still claimed by Britain and that this means they can enforce a no-fishing zone around it, which would be worth millions to Irish fishing boats. The airline industry has been written about in the Irish Examiner. Clodagh Finn wants to know whether we can celebrate the industry given its impact on the Earth's climate. Also, and more specifically, she wants to know why more questions aren't being asked about the ethos of one of the industry's biggest manufacturers, Boeing. She points out that in recent years, the company laid off thousands of engineering staff to cut costs, and that last week, the US government found that its documents for the certification of one of its new models were wholly inadequate. There's a smiley photo in the Irish Sun of a young man standing in front of a huge poster beside a motorway in Liverpool. He's a 23-year-old redhead and the poster is a photo of himself. In it, he's wearing a white shirt and a black jacket and is holding a bunch of roses. And the headline on the poster reads, "Date Me." The young man says that he's never been on a date and he finds dating apps disappointing, so he decided to pay for the poster. He said he's had a few inquiries from women and he suggested to them that as a date, they go for a nice walk or even a bit of crazy golf. There's a two-page spread on two British royals in the Irish Daily Mail today. It's seven pairs of photos of Meghan Markle and that other American royal divorcee, the 1930s Duchess of Windsor. The paper has managed to find seven different occasions when Meghan Markle mirrored the Duchess, like when they both wore a yellow dress, or they both put on their sunglasses, or they both stood beside their husbands. The headline is "The Duchess of Twindsor." That football wives row which led to the Wagath Christie trial is covered in several papers. The Irish Independent reports that Rebecca Vardy will have to pay Colleen Rooney's legal costs of €1.75 million. And Alex Ferguson has made it into the Oxford English Dictionary. According to the Irish Daily Mirror, the former Manchester United manager is credited with coining the pithy term for what the dictionary calls a tense climax to a sporting event, more colloquially known, of course, as squeaky bum time.